Well, certainly good to see everyone here tonight. We appreciate your presence here. And as mentioned this morning, tonight's a big night in our congregation. We have three events tonight. We have our regular worship service. We're gathered here to worship. And then we have a special presentation from the elders. And then we have a time of fellowship together. So you get a three for tonight. So definitely look forward to that. You know, 211 degree water is really, really hot. It's really hot. It's great for cleaning some things. It's great for cooking some things. But it's not great for a steam locomotive. It's not great for a power plant like the Duke plant that we have here. It's not great for a ship that travels the ocean. Not even great for your steam iron. You think about 211 degree water. But just add 1 degree of temperature, 1 degree, and what a difference that makes. 1 degree makes a tremendous amount of difference, because at 212 degrees, the water starts to boil. And water that's boiling means power for a massive train to haul tons of freight to distant city. It means steam to power the power plant that powers our lights throughout our community. It even means you don't have to wear wrinkled clothes. 1 degree makes a huge difference, just a little bit more. It's not even a half of a percent. And think of the power that's unleashed. It's a big deal. How can 1 degree be so powerful? But, you know, you think about the reality is that small changes can make a world of difference in a lot of things. In the last 25 years, if you go back and average the major golf tournaments, you see that the winner of those tournaments won by an average of less than 3 strokes in a golf game. Just a little bit makes the difference between winning and losing. In the Olympics, an 800-meter sprint, the difference between gold medal and nothing is less than a second. Just a little bit. A little bit of extra effort, a little bit that makes a difference. And I've noticed this is true in life as well. Maybe you have too. Maybe you've been in a job interview or interviewed someone and you've seen this candidate did something a little bit different than that candidate, and it makes the difference in getting the job. Maybe you thought about in school, the difference between the A and the B a lot of times is just a little bit. Maybe just a little bit more study, just a little bit more effort, cracking the books a little bit more makes a big difference. Luke 10 verse 25 tells us about a story about what a little bit of difference means. Luke 10, verse 25. And it says, "Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested Jesus, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' And he said to him, 'What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?' So he answered and said, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.' And he said to him, 'You have answered rightly. Do this and you will live.' But then he wanted to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?'" See, he really didn't have the intent of giving 100%, of giving that extra. "And then Jesus said, 'A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him. Whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you.' So which of these three do you think was a neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?" And he said, "He who showed mercy on him." And then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Go and do likewise. You'll hear a little bit more about that phrase and that concept, "go and do likewise." That "go and do likewise" means go the extra mile. Go and do what is needed. Go and do more. And just a little bit makes a huge difference. You think about as we wrap up 2016, as we shift into 2017, think about how we can increase the temperature, how you can increase your temperature, your faith, how we can increase the temperature of us collectively as a church. How can we reach boiling point? How can we give a little bit more and have a dramatic impact on our community and each other? Maybe it's through this next year, inviting someone to church that maybe we, an opportunity that we passed up before. Maybe it's stretching yourself to get a little bit more involved. Maybe it's contributing a little bit more financially. Maybe it's reaching out to those like the Lumberton congregation and the Gatlinburg. Maybe it's saying an encouraging word to those in the body here that maybe you may have missed that opportunity before. It's taking that extra step. I want to encourage each of us to do. Our congregation is on the edge of some great things. We have a great future. We have so many talents and so much potential. Let's use it. Let's gather together. And just like that boiling water that's 211 degrees, it's just on the edge, but just a little bit more heat really enables a tremendous amount. You know, in order for us to reach our full potential, we have to be at the 212 degrees. We have to be all in. Compliance can't be our primary motive. The lawyer in Luke 10:25 was focused on compliance. I want to do this checklist, this checklist, this checklist, but no more. We can't be like that. It's important for us to rise to the next level. I want to turn over to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24. Now, often we put a lot of emphasis on Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25. Remember, not forsaking the assembling ourselves together in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. It's important, though, to read earlier in verse 24, that full sentence. It says, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. We have an opportunity and we have a responsibility to stir each other up. That's what happens when a congregation comes together. That's what happens when we're together. We encourage each other. We teach each other. We learn from each other. And together we can accomplish great things. And we can continue to grow individually and we can continue to grow as a congregation. As we move forward and as we reflect, and later on tonight as we hear about opportunities to continue growing in 2017, I hope each of you will choose to join us on this journey. I hope you will choose to encourage each other. I hope you will choose to be an integral part of the congregation here. We have a very bright future. But you know, the lesson was about hot water, boiling water, and what it takes to continue growing, and continue growing individually, continue growing as a congregation to be more and more what God wants us to be. Some of you may have not started on that journey. It's important to get in the pot, to start on that journey with us as we strive to become more and more like Him. If you've not had that opportunity, we ask that you come forward tonight as we stand and sing. What and why?